articulated housing complex. The streets of the Galician Roman nuclei, understood as public spaces that articulate a rural complex, are adapted to the natural topography of the terrain, but tend towards a previous urban planning in the form of a grid. This architectural structure is the result of a long process that had several phases from the change of era until the middle of the 2nd century AD, when the settlement was abandoned, at least in the Croa upper part. The oldest remains of Saint-Thomé come from a period in which the hill fort culture began its integration into the Roman Empire. The hill fort tradition can be seen in the constructions with rounded corners and in their adaptation to the terrain without artificial terracing structures. Another unique element attributed to the hill fort culture at this time is that the different family units lack common or dividing walls, so that each dwelling is separated from the rest. In the middle of the 1st century, the first cornered dwellings appeared, and artificial terracing began to be used to overcome the slope, while these new constructions oriented their doors towards a new space that began to take the form of a street. This street is outlined at the beginning of the 2nd century, when orthogonal constructions also became widespread. At this time, some parts of the oldest buildings were cancelled, while the granite rocks of the area were adapted to accommodate dwellings. The open spaces that give shape to this neighbourhood would be completed until the middle of the 2nd century. The houses had a square or rectangular floor plan and were protected by a wooden structure that supported a roof of tiles known as tegulas, flat tiles, and imbrices, curved tiles. However, the indigenous essence is visible in the small size of the dwellings, 9 square metre on average, as well as in the stonework used to decorate them, triskelions, friezes, jambs and others. In this sector, iron and bronze elements were found, such as nails, clavi, staples of different types used to hold the walls, bricks and tegulas, thus forming hollow chambers that allowed the different rooms to be heated. There is also a compass, thyrthinus, used by carpenters and stone masons, as well as a circular bronze plate in the shape of a filter, intended to provide quality water for consumption, an obsession of Roman society.